The rain came unexpectedly, after nearly 3 years of drought. In those days, Yusuf still lived with his mother in a whitewashed house that huddled with others like it along a narrow dirt road. The house had one room with no windows, and a roof made of corrugated tin held down by rocks. The yard, where his mother did the cooking and the washing, was open to the sky. It was in the yard that she cleaned the sheep hides she took in on the day of Eid, and there Yusuf received the rare friends who came to visit. The front door was painted blue, but over the years rust had eaten its edges, turning them reddish-brown, so that holes had begun to appear at each of the four corners. They were having lunch when it began to drizzle, the thin raindrops making craters as they landed on the fava bean soup. Yusuf's mother looked up at the sky for a few surprised seconds, and then, as though a spark had ignited inside her, she jumped to her feet, grabbed the soup pot by its ears, and took it to the bedroom. Yusuf's first thought was of the framed black and white picture of his father, which hung on the yard wall above the divan. He took it inside, wiping the raindrops off the glass with the hem of his shirt. His father gazed back at him, a young man in his 20s, in a dark suit and gray tie, with his hair combed back neatly, as if he were on his way to an important appointment. His smile was timid, or perhaps reluctant. Yusuf had never been able to tell. He left the picture next to his bed and went back outside. His mother had already picked up the bowls and the loaf of bread, so he grabbed the radio and carried it to the water closet. He lifted the divan on which they had been sitting and positioned it on its side, under the green awning that ran from the kitchen corner to the front door. There was just enough room there for the table as well. His mother finished collecting the laundry. Now everything was safe. They stood together at the door of the bedroom, arms folded, watching the rain. "The year might turn out to be good," Yusuf said. He was thinking of the farm laborers who had been moving into the city, chased by the drought. They came from the Gharb, from the Chaouye, and even from as far south as Marrakesh, here to Casablanca, where their teenage children crowded the markets and drove down wages for every kind of labor. Maybe this year there would not be as many of them. His mother looked up at him. "We're already in March," she said. "It's too late for the rain to do most crops any good." "Your flowers, at least, won't mind it," Yusuf said, glancing at the row of potted roses, daisies, and gardenias under the laundry lines. One by one, she had rescued the flowers from the trash cans at the hospital where she worked, brought them home, and nursed them back to health. It was a rare indulgence. She was a woman who valued work over pleasure, utility over beauty. And she was beautiful. The week before, she had turned 39. And though her hair was streaked with gray and her forehead lined with wrinkles, her green eyes and high cheekbones gave her a distinguished, almost aristocratic look. At length, they sat down on the straw mat, facing the open door. Yusuf's mother dipped her bread in the thick soup and tasted it. "It's all cold now," she said. "I'll reheat it for you." "Don't trouble yourself, Ammi," he said. Always, she doted on him like this, as though he were 8 instead of 18. Even though he discouraged her constant attention, it never occurred to him to resent it. He was her only child. When they finished eating, he put on his sneakers and checked his watch. He wondered what movie he would see this week at the Star Cinema, but even before he could ask his mother for ticket money, she was already sorting through her purse. She handed him a coin. "Don't forget your jacket," she said. He left the house, hunching his shoulders against the light rain, and headed for the theater.